somebody around here, what kind of boat would they use on lakes or ponds?
Just a two man. It's about 10 or 12 foot boat.
Any name for it?
No, they just say boat. All the people out here talking about fishing will just say boat.
What about rowboat?
Well, I've seen that. That's a literary term mostly around there. They don't say rowboat. None of the people I talk with.
Okay. Do you know
even though they have to row it, they don't
right.
say a rowboat.
Okay. Do you know John Boat, Bato, Piro, any of those?
No, I haven't heard. I've heard the term Piro, but
yeah.
You know, reading it in history books and
yeah.
all of that, but so far as just using it around here, we don't use it.
Okay. So if a woman wanted to go, if she were making a dress, she wanted to go to town to get the material for it, what would you call the little square of cloth that she'd take with it to match?
A sample?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this adjective, if you're looking at a suit in a window, well, that's a bad example. If a woman were looking at a dress in a window, she really likes it, she might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the comparative, this dress is even
prettier.
The superlative would be, this is the
prettiest. Mm-hmm.
The thing that a woman wears around her waist when she works in the kitchen, you would just call that
an apron.
Okay. And this thing right here is a
pin.
Okay, and a dime, its value in terms of cents, you would say it's worth
10 cents.
Okay. And you would hold a baby's diaper together with a
pin.
Okay. And Campbell's soup comes in what kind of a can, maybe?
A tin can.
Okay. All that was just a pronunciation. Talking about a man's 3-piece suit, what would you say a 3-piece suit consists of?
Pants, coat, and vest.
Okay. Any other terms for pants?
Trousers, slacks.
Okay. Would you ever say breeches?
Yeah, but not in reference to a suit. Just common everyday pants would say breeches.
All right, the word bring, you might say that the delivery boy me a package.
Well, he brought me a package.
Okay. He has you something?
What?
He has you something.
He has brought.
Okay. Would you please me that?
Bring.
Okay. All right, this expression, if I'm trying on a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit. Well, it fitted
okay.
last year. Yeah.
I say fit myself. I always have. All right. If your father's Sunday clothes are getting a little old, you say he needs to go to town to buy him
a new suit or a new outfit.
Okay. And if I put things in my pockets until they get a little like so, you'd say my pocket.
It's all bulging.
Mm-hmm. And if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to be what?
Fade, most likely, I guess.
Okay.
Or shrink.
Right. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
You put it in the water and it did what?
Shrunk.
Okay. Every time I've done that, it is.
Shrunk. And the shrunk.
Okay.
That's the positive. Yeah.
Okay, it has shrunk.
Yeah.
Alright. This expression, if a girl is going out on a date, but beforehand she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror,
mm-hmm.
what would you say she's doing?
Primping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now what if you're getting ready to go out on a date and you're spending a lot of time in front of the mirror?
I don't know. Preening?
Okay. Would you ever say a man primps?
Well, if you want to be a little nasty or snippy to somebody, you can say, what are you primping for? You know, most
mm-hmm.
men around here wouldn't like you to, well, I don't primp, you know,
yeah.
Women primp.
So that has a feminine
yeah.
connotation.